Okay, let's unpack this. The pub game has changed, hasn't it?
Oh, massively, yeah.
For so many of you, the dedicated landlords across the country, it's an incredibly tough environment right now. I mean, it really
It's
is.
a tough gig, no doubt about it.
We're not just talking about the ongoing squeeze from the cost of living that's, tightening everyone's belts,
Which is hitting hard.
but also the fierce, relentless competition. It's not just the pub down the road anymore, is
Not
it?
at all. It's everything. It's Netflix, it's Deliveroo, it's just staying home.
Exactly. That easy, guaranteed footfall. Well, it feels like a distant memory sometimes. It's gone. You, the landlord, you're now in a constant fight, really, to bring people through your doors.
Every single day.
But here's the deeper truth, and I think this is a crucial shift in mindset for like 2025 onwards. Pubs aren't just selling pints anymore.
No, that ship has sailed.
You're not just selling a beverage, you are selling a reason to gather, a vibrant atmosphere, a genuine connection.
Yeah, the
Just,
experience, the whole thing.
you're selling stories, you're selling unforgettable moments, you're selling an irresistible call to leave the comfort of home and step into your unique place.
That's the hook.
And this isn't just us saying it, it's backed by solid data. A staggering 81% of pub goers now check social media before deciding where to drink.
81%. Think about that.
Think about that for a second. That makes your digital presence not just important, not just a nice to have, but absolutely, fundamentally non-negotiable for survival and growth.
Completely.
So if you're a landlord, maybe feeling a bit overwhelmed, trying to figure out how to not just weather this storm, but truly thrive.
Well, this deep dive is your shortcut.
Yeah, hopefully a useful one.
We're handing you the pub marketing playbook for 2025, fresh off the presses. We're not here to just toss out generic surface-level tips you've heard 100 times. Oh, no.
We're going deeper. We are diving deep into 20 tested campaigns, strategies, psychological insights, all designed to actually sell more beer, fill every seat, and boost your bookings in a tangible, measurable way. This is about real-world results.
And what's fascinating here, and you've hit the nail on the head, is how fundamentally the landscape has shifted. People are visiting pubs less often than they used to, that's true.
Yeah, we hear that a lot.
But crucially, when they do decide to go out, they're often spending more per visit.
Interesting point.
This isn't a sign of decline, it's a massive opportunity. It means every single interaction, every pint served, every lash shared within your pub is a high-stakes, crucial opportunity.
Right, every visit counts more.
Exactly. It's a chance for you to build deep, lasting loyalty with that customer, turn them into a regular, an advocate, or unfortunately, to lose them forever to a competitor, or worse, back to their sofa.
Yeah, the sofa is the biggest rival sometimes.
The value of each visit has just gone up exponentially. And our promise with this deep dive for you listening is to go beyond just giving you a laundry list of what to do.
Okay.
We're going to equip you with the underlying frameworks, the critical psychology, the why behind successful marketing strategies. We want you to understand the foundations.
So not just tips, but the thinking behind the tips.
Precisely. This way, you won't just have a collection of ideas, you'll gain a profound, adaptable understanding of the why behind the what. That deeper insight lets you not only implement these strategies, but also, creatively adapt, innovate, and tailor them specifically for your pub, your community.
Makes sense. Empowers you a bit more.
Exactly. It empowers you to become your own marketing expert, really.
Okay, so for years, the undisputed go-to marketing move for pubs was, well, pretty basic, wasn't it? Like a
Yeah.
simple 10% off pints sign.
Yep, chopped up on the board outside.
Maybe scrawled on a whiteboard or, hastily scribbled chalkboard special. It was easy, it was visible, and for a long time, it kind of worked.
It did the job, sort of.
But here's where it gets really interesting. That approach simply isn't cutting it like it used to, is it?
Not even close. It's just noise now.
It's become less effective, almost just background noise, in a world absolutely saturated with constant offers and discounts. It's like shouting into a hurricane, nobody really hears you.
Everyone's offering a discount on something.
Our sources highlight something really profound. Truly successful pubs, the ones that are not just surviving, but thriving, winning new customers, keeping them. They understand there are four timeless, almost golden rules to pub marketing in this new era.
Right, these aren't just trends, they're fundamentals.
Exactly. These are foundational principles that separate the bustling places from the, well, the quiet ones.
Okay, what are they?
Right, the first rule is simple: post first, post often. And let's be blunt, silence kills pubs faster than a bad pint.
Ouch. but true.
In today's digital-first world, if you're not consistently out there communicating, sharing, engaging online, you're effectively invisible. Your pub might as well not exist to a lot of people.
Out of sight, out of mind, literally.
Second, tell stories, not just discounts. This is where that emotional connection really comes into play.
Yeah, the fluffy stuff that actually works.
Right. Customers aren't just buying a transaction, they're buying an emotion, an experience, a memory, not just a percentage off. They want to know why they should choose your pub.
What makes you special?
Third, be hyper-local. Pubs, I mean, they are community hubs by their very nature, aren't they?
Always have been.
They thrive when they are deeply, authentically tied to the street, the local football club, the neighborhood, the community. That strong, tangible, local connection is absolutely vital.
Know your patch. Be part of it.
And fourth, consistency beats perfection. This is a huge one, especially for busy landlords like you listening.
Oh yeah, this one resonates.
Don't let the pursuit of a perfectly polished social media presence stop you from posting. Bad banter, genuine, authentic, maybe even slightly rough around the edges banter,
yeah,
beats polished silence every single time. It's about showing up regularly, authentically, letting your pub's personality shine, even if it's not always magazine ready.
Just get it out there. Done is better than perfect. This really does raise an important question, though. Why do these golden rules move so far beyond just simple price cuts?
Yeah, why the shift?
Well, if we connect this to the broader picture of, like, human psychology and effective marketing, it's about leveraging powerful, well-understood principles. Proven stuff.
Right.
As our source material points out, insights from marketing giants like David Ogilvy, Robert Cialdini, Rory Sutherland, they aren't just for Coca-Cola, you know?
Okay. How do they apply to, say, the dog and duck?
Well, think about Cialdini's principle of social proof. He basically showed that people are more likely to do something if they see others doing it, especially people like them.
Makes sense. Herd mentality, sort of.
Kinda. So while a 10% off sign is just a number, a photo of your pub absolutely buzzing on a Friday night, or a short video clip of happy customers singing karaoke, that's social proof in action.
Ah, okay. You're showing the fun, not just saying it's cheap.
Exactly. It's not, come here, it's cheap, it's look. Everyone else is here having an amazing time. You're missing out. It's way more persuasive.
Right, FOMO. Fear of missing out.
Totally. Or consider the power of scarcity. A generic discount often has no time limit, no urgency.
It's just there.
But an ad saying, only 5 tables left for Sunday roast this week, book now. Or limited edition local ale, when it's gone, it's gone. That creates urgency. Perceived value.
Because it might run out.
Precisely. It taps into that human tendency to want things more when they're scarce or exclusive.
Okay, scarcity, social proof. What else?
And, of course, there's humor. Rory Sutherland, the ad guru, often talks about how irrational we are. People respond to wit, charm, personality.
We're like a laugh.
We do. A funny, relatable post about, I don't know, the struggle of choosing a designated driver, or a cheeky meme about local goings-on that creates an emotional connection and makes your pub memorable in a way a price cut just never, ever could.
So it's less transactional, more human.
Exactly. A discount is purely transactional. It's about the price. It often attracts flaky customers who will leave for the next cheapest pint down the road.
Yeah, no loyalty there.
None. But stories, engaging events, shared experiences, these build deep emotional connections. These foster genuine loyalty, repeat business, because they tap into deeper needs. Belonging, fun, community.
So you're selling the experience, not just the product.
You got it. When you offer a discount, you're selling cheaper beer. When you tell a story, you're selling an experience, a memory, a reason to come back. People aren't just buying beer from you. They're buying an evening out, a community hub, a place to belong. And those emotional ties, they are sticky. Much stickier than price sensitivity.
That's such a brilliant breakdown of the psychology, and it really underscores why those golden rules are so vital. Okay, so what does this all mean for your day-to-day marketing efforts? How do you actually put these insights and rules into practice without, you know, needing a PhD in this stuff?
Right, let's make it practical.
Imagine a clear path your customers take. From the very first moment they might hear about your pub, all the way through to becoming that loyal regular who wouldn't dream of going anywhere else.
The customer journey.
Exactly. That entire journey, that pathway, is what we call the pub marketing funnel.
Sounds a bit corporate, funnel, but it's actually a really useful way to think about it.
It is. Think of it as a visual model, a map, if you will, for understanding every single step a potential customer takes. It helps you visualize how they move from initial discovery, maybe seeing your sign or an online ad, through different stages of engagement, all the way to that deep loyalty where your pub is just their local.
Yeah, go-to place.
Yeah. It's not just theory. This is your actionable guide for structuring all your marketing, making sure you're hitting people at every point in their decision making.
And what's truly fascinating here is how each stage of this funnel has specific targeted actions that you as a landlord can actually do to guide customers along. It's about being intentional. Let's walk you through it stage by stage.
Okay, let's do it.
First, we have awareness. This is the top, the widest part of the funnel. It's all about just getting your pub noticed by people who might not even know you exist yet.
Casting the net wide.
Exactly. Casting a wide net. Activities here are things like engaging social media posts that catch the eye, maybe running some targeted local ads, using clever memes, funny local observations, just getting eyes on your brand, your name, your location.
So people know, oh, that's where the King's Arms is.
Precisely. Just getting on their radar.
Got it. Stage one, awareness. What's next?
Next up is interest. Okay, so they're aware of you now. The goal here is to capture their attention more deeply, make them genuinely want to learn more.
Give them a reason to lean in.
Exactly. Give them a reason to engage further. This stage involves things like promoting your unique quiz nights, not just a quiz, but maybe the office trivia night, or showcasing live music with a little video snippet, highlighting special offers that are about an experience, not just price, like a gin tasting flavor too.
Something intriguing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These provide that crucial reason to click. To look at your menu online, check your event schedule, start actually considering a visit. You're building curiosity.
Awareness, interest. Yeah.
Following interest, we move into action. This is the crunch point. Converting that interest into a tangible commitment.
Picking bums on seats.
Basically, yes, you've got their attention, piqued their curiosity. Now you need them to actually come through the doors or book something. Key activities here are making it dead easy to book tables. Reserve spots for big sports matches, or commit to a themed night.
Remove the friction.
Totally. Clear calls to action. Book now. Reserve your table. Easy to find phone numbers. Simple online booking.
Yeah.
Turns out maybe I'll pop in into a, yes, I'm coming on Tuesday.
Okay. Awareness, interest, action. What's the final stage?
And finally, arguably the most important for long-term success, loyalty.
Keeping them coming back.
Exactly. This is about transforming those first-timers or occasional visitors into repeat customers.
Right.
And ideally, passionate advocates for your pub. This is where the real value lies. Loyal customers spend more, visit more often, bring their mates.
Makes sense.
Activities here include nurturing repeat visits through just consistently great service and memorable experiences, creating exclusive little communities like WhatsApp groups for your regulars, maybe implementing digital punch cards, stuff that fosters a real sense of belonging.
Making it their pub.
Making your pub their undisputed go-to choice, not just for a pint, but for community, for connection.
Okay, that framework is really clear.
So thinking about your own pub right now, just take a moment. Where do you think most of your effort currently goes? Are you all awareness, or are you really nailing the loyalty bit?
Good question for people to ask themselves.
This funnel framework is invaluable because it helps you clearly see where the gaps might be in your current strategy and, crucially, how to fill them, ensuring you've got a well-rounded approach. It's about working smarter.
That funnel is such a brilliant way to visualize the customer journey, isn't it? Helps move from just, like, random ideas to an actual strategy.
Mm-hmm. Because it's structured.
Now that we understand that path awareness to loyalty, let's dive into some concrete, real-world examples, starting, naturally, with digital, because like we said, 81% are checking online first.
Got to be where the eyes are.
So this isn't just about throwing stuff online and hoping. It's about targeted, effective strategies using that funnel to genuinely convert.
Absolutely. Let's break down how you apply this funnel with digital campaigns that actually work.
Okay, hit me.
First up, Facebook and Instagram ads that convert. Key insight. Forget just hitting that generic boost post button.
Right, the easy option, but maybe not the best.
Often not. It gets some reach, sure, but it's not strategic, not cost-effective usually. Instead, focus your precious ad budget on event-driven ads.
Like quizzes, music, sport.
Exactly. Quiz nights, live music, big sports screenings. Our source material, using Real Smart Pub Tools test data, suggests a modest budget, say 30 to 50 pounds per event, can get you a fantastic return, like 4 to 6 bookings for every tenner spent.
That's pretty good ROI.
It's tangible. Example ad. QIZ night, Tuesday, 8 p.m. Winner gets 50-pound bar tab. Tag your team. Simple, clear incentive.
And you mentioned a pro tip.
Yes. often overlooked.
Yeah.
Use Facebook's dedicated events ads feature. These show up right in the What's On Near Me section for people actively looking for stuff to do locally.
Ah, prime real estate.
Pure gold for local discovery. Get your event right in front of the right people.
Okay, smart ads. What else in digital?
Next, let's tackle TikTok and Reels for pubs. Now, before you panic.
No dancing landlords required.
No.
Yeah.
Your pub doesn't need to dance. Key insight. Authenticity beats corporate polish every time on these platforms.
Be real.
Be real. TikTok and Reels love genuine, relatable, often spontaneous stuff. Great ideas. A quick, satisfying video of someone pulling a perfect pint. Strangely hypnotic.
I'd watch that.
Right. Videos featuring your pub dog doing something funny. Or short, engaging staff intros with a bit of a local banter. Meet Dave, master of the dad jokes and the seller.
Shows personality.
Exactly. These often go viral because they feel authentic, not like a slick ad. Another pro tip, especially for events. Always post 3 days before, 1 day before, and on the day.
The three-post rule.
Yep. Pubs doing this consistently have seen event attendance double. Builds anticipation, reminds people.
Makes sense. What's next? AI.
Moving on to AI-powered content. We know the challenge. Staring at a blank screen, needing a post now, but you're flat out.
The landlord's curse.
It is. The solution, using an example like Smart Pub Tools, is using AI to break that block. Literally type Sunday Roast or Live Music Friday, and boom, 5 ready-to-post captions, images, seconds later.
Seriously, that quick?
Yeah. And you can customize the tone. Cheeky, warm, witty ad context like, perfect day for a pint in the sun, or local references. It just solves that what-do-I-post problem efficiently.
Buys you time back.
Exactly. More time for your customers.
Okay. Ads, Reels, AI. What about the basics? Google.
Google Business Optimization. Absolutely critical. Non-negotiable. Get this stat. Over 56% of first-time pub visits start with a simple pubs near me search on Google.
Wow, more than half.
More than half. If your Google profile isn't optimized, you're basically invisible to them. They're looking for you and can't find you easily.
So what's the checklist?
Correct. Opening hours always. Menus uploaded with prices vital. Actively managed reviews respond to all of them, good and bad. Shows you care. And weekly photo updates.
Photos make a difference.
Huge difference. Pubs with 100+ Google photos get 4 times more clicks. Simple action, massive ROI, free marketing working 24/7.
Right, gotta keep that updated. One more digital one.
Finally, for digital, WhatsApp broadcast groups. Offers a wonderfully personal direct touch, makes regulars feel special.
Like an inner circle.
Exactly. Create a free group.
Yeah.
The King's Arms locals, your pub name VIPs, post exclusive weekly specials, share event flyers first, staff selfies, behind the scenes bits.
How do you get people in?
Simple QR codes on menus at the bar. Invite your loyal customers. It feels way more personal than email. It's a direct line to your best customers.
Okay, those digital strategies are clearly vital for getting noticed, but let's be honest, the ultimate goal is getting bums on seats, isn't it?
End of the day, yeah, that's the aim.
So how do we translate that digital buzz into actual footfall through events? These are your footfall magnets where the digital effort pays off by bringing people into your actual pub.
Exactly. This is where the funnel comes alive. Awareness and interest online turn into action and loyalty in person. These events are the physical manifestation of your marketing.
So what kind of events work best?
First, the classic. Sports nights, the footfall magnet, but needs a modern twist.
How so?
Promote fixtures aggressively, 7-10 days out. Use posters, Facebook events, reels showing the atmosphere from past games. Don't just rely on people knowing the match is on.
Be proactive.
Very. And for big matches, offer seat reservations, maybe with a small redeemable deposit. Guarantees attendance, they're invested.
Does it really work?
Case study. Green King saw plus 22% sales uplift during the Rugby World Cup, just from pre-promo ads. Clear, data-driven impact.
Okay, sport is big. What else?
Themed quiz nights. Fantastic for engagement. Brings in different crowds. Don't just do general knowledge.
Get specific.
Yeah. TV shows, Friends, Peaky Blinders, movies, Harry Potter, Star Wars, music decades. Tailor it. Charge a couple of quid entry. Winner takes half or gets a bar tab. Add spice.
How to promote those?
Creatively. Use stories, memes, like your mate who knows all the Simpsons quotes. Bring him. Tuesday, 8 p.m., bragging rights on the line. Calls out to specific groups.
Fun. Okay, what else draws a crowd?
Karaoke and open mic nights. Brilliant for atmosphere. Often hilarious.
Can be painful sometimes, too.
True. But offer an incentive-free drink for the first 5 or 10 singers. Breaks the ice.
Good tip.
And these nights are social media gold.
Yeah.
Post highlight clips the next day. Celebrates the participants, creates FOMO, generates endless shareable content. user-generated content on tap.
Smart. Keep the buzz going.
Then, seasonal menus. A fantastic, constant excuse for marketing all year round.
Using the calendar.
Exactly. Every seasonal event is a hook. Easter Sunday roast with an egg hunt for kids, Oktoberfest, beers, and bratwurst. Valentine's couples quiz or Galentine's night.
Link it to specific dates?
Yep. 2025 calendar, Six Nations and Feb rugby promos, Easter in April special lunch, Euros in June, huge summer potential with big screens, Christmas buildup from September festive menus, party bookings, keeps you relevant all year.
Always a reason to promote something.
Always. Finally, charity and community nights.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful win-win. Builds goodwill, guarantees footfall.
How does that work?
Partner with local schools, dog rescues, football clubs, food banks. Donate £1 per pint sold on the night or a percentage of profits.
Good PR.
Great PR. And it guarantees footfall because the charity or group promotes it heavily to their network, brings in new faces who want to support the cause and discover you. It's marketing that gives back.
Love that. Good for the soul, good for the till.
Precisely.
Getting new customers through those doors is fantastic, and those digital and event campaigns are clearly designed to do just that. Fill the pub, create buzz.
Mm-hmm. That's the goal of the top half of the funnel.
But here's where the real long-term sustainable profit is made. Keeping your existing ones.
Absolutely. Retention.
This is where we shift focus squarely to the loyalty stage of our funnel. Nurturing relationships, turning first-timers into repeats, casuals into devoted regulars, your biggest fans.
You've hit on a critical point. Customer retention, building loyalty. It's often far more cost-effective, more profitable than constantly chasing new people.
Makes sense. Cheaper to keep them than find them.
Exactly. So let's look at some loyalty and retention campaigns that really work and are pretty straightforward for you to implement.
Okay, practical loyalty builders.
First, digital punch cards. Modern take on the old card. Use simple apps or QR codes. Buy 9 pints. Get the 10th free.
People like a freebie.
They do. There's a small cost to you, maybe £3 for that free pint.
Right.
But the ROI is enormous, far outweighed by the repeat business and the much higher lifetime spend from those loyal customers. Makes them feel valued, gives a clear reason to return.
Simple but effective. What else?
Birthday promotions. A wonderfully personal touch. Makes people feel seen.
Oh, you remembered.
Exactly. Imagine sending a personalized message. Happy birthday, Sarah. Pints on us to celebrate, hey. Come down to the King's Arms this week. Feels special. Acknowledges their day. Gives them a reason to choose you for their celebration.
Can you automate that? Sounds like effort.
Totally automatable. Tools like MailChimp link with booking systems or databases. Trigger messages automatically. Smart Pub tools can even auto-generate birthday posts and offers. Effortless impact.
Nice. Okay, what about making regulars feel really special?
Secret menu VIP offers. Fantastic for that exclusive in-the-know vibe. Turns regulars into insiders.
How does that work?
Tease it on socials. Ask for the lock-in lager tonight. Get £1 off only for those in the know. Or a secret off-menu cocktail. Mention a code word.
Like a little club.
Exactly. It's not just a discount. It's a privilege. Build strong insider loyalty. Encourages return visits, and they tell their mates, spreading the secret.
Clever. What about using the team?
Staff-led content. All about human connection. People connect better with people than logos.
Show the faces behind the bar.
Let your team be the stars. Encourage informal selfies, sharing favorite cocktail recipes, staff picks for beers or food.
Yeah.
Humanizes your brand, shows personality, passion, fosters a stronger community feel, makes you more approachable.
Makes the pub feel friendlier.
Totally. You can also gamify loyalty to make it fun. Add excitement to every visit.
How? Like a game?
Yeah. Weekly raffle. Every pint bought. Now one ticket. Build excitement for a draw. Maybe broadcast it live on Facebook Sunday afternoon. Creates a mini event.
Adds a bit of fun, bit of chance.
Keeps people engaged. Another reason to choose you. Adds buzz to slower times.
Mm.
Imagine the regulars cheering for their numbers.
Haha, yeah. Any quick wins for loyalty.
Absolutely. Here's one you can do right now. Cost nothing. Massive returns. If you have a pub dog.
Ah, the secret weapon.
The ultimate secret weapon. Add them to every single Instagram story. Trust me.
Yeah.
They'll get more likes, comments, engagement than your best pint pick.
People love pub dogs.
They adore them. Simple, authentic, boosts engagement, creates a warm, memorable image, appeals to a huge, loyal crowd of dog lovers. It just works.
Brilliant. Gotta get a pub dog if you haven't got one.
Or borrow one.
Those loyalty campaigns are absolutely brilliant for building that long-term connection. Okay, now let's zoom out a bit. Pubs are the heart of their communities, right?
Absolutely, where they should be.
And in 2025, technology can give you incredible insights, things you couldn't imagine before. These next areas sort of supercharge the entire marketing funnel, connecting you deeper locally and using smart data.
That's right. These aren't just standalone ideas, they're amplifiers. They enhance everything else we've discussed, creating a really strong marketing ecosystem for your pub.
Okay, how do we amplify things?
First, local business partnerships. Genuine cross-pollination, community collaboration.
Working with neighbors.
Exactly. Offer a small discount if customers show a receipt from the local butcher, bakery, bookshop, whatever. In return, they cross-promote you online, display your flyers.
Mutual back-scratching.
Pretty much. Mutual benefit.
Yeah.
Expands both your reach, reinforces your role as a community hub, supports local, attracts new customers, builds local strength together.
Nice. What else ties into community?
Closely related, increasingly popular, being actively dog-friendly. Don't just tolerate dogs, embrace it.
Promote it as a feature.
Yeah. Post pics of every visiting dog with a catchy hashtag like hashtag pints and paws. Offer free water bowls, dog biscuits, maybe even branded ones. Have a cozy dog-friendly corner.
Doesn't really attract people.
Works wonders for Instagram reach. Dog content flies. And attracts a specific, very dedicated crowd who are always looking for welcoming places for them and their furry maid.
Good niche. What about getting customers involved?
Harness their power with user-generated content competitions. Basically, free marketing at its most authentic.
Get them to do the work.
Kinda. Run a simple comp. Best photo taken in our pub this month, shared with hashtag your pub name, wins Sunday roast for two. Or caption this photo.
What's the benefit?
Incentivizes patrons to create and share fantastic organic content featuring your pub on their socials. Drives free content and invaluable word of mouth. People trust their friends' recommendations way more than ads.
True. Okay, now the tech bit. Data.
Right. Pub tech and data using EPOS plus CRM insights. Forget guesswork. Your EPOS, your till system in CRM, customer relationship management software. They're treasure troves.
More than just taking cash.
Way more. Think of them as your pub's secret diary. Your EPOS tells you quiz nights sell more craft ale. Average spend dipped on Thursdays. Your CRM tracks loyal customers, like Mrs. Higgins hasn't been in for her usual Sunday lunch.
So you can react.
Exactly. Maybe send Mrs. Higgins a we miss you offer. Use the data for better event planning, smarter ordering, less guesswork. It directly impacts your bottom line. Data-driven decisions.
Makes sense. Can we see this working in practice?
Totally. Let's revisit some case studies that prove these strategies work. Remember the independent quiz pub in Manchester?
Yeah, tripled attendance.
Yep. How? Consistent weekly memes and engaging reels about their quiz themes. Direct link to our advice on authentic TikTok reels and themed quizzes. Small digital effort, massive real-world impact.
Okay, what about bigger places?
Stonegate Chain. They nail the sports night strategy. Aggressive pre-promotion for rugby using targeted Facebook ads like we discussed. Result, 20% sales uplift per game. Works for big groups too.
Shows it the power of targeted ads.
Definitely. And finally, that Paddy Power style humor example. A London pub went viral macking 7-pound pints.
Bit risky.
Bold, but authentic. Relatable. It resonated massively. Doubled their sales that week. Perfectly shows consistency, perfection, and bad banter polished silence. Authentic shareable content wins, even on sensitive topics. These aren't just theories, they're proven results.
Okay, that is a lot of fantastic, genuinely actionable information. Wow. We've gone from the big picture through the funnel framework into really practical campaigns.
Hopefully useful stuff.
Definitely. But if you, the landlord listening right now, are feeling that familiar time squeeze, like where do I even start? What are the absolute immediate quick wins? What can you do this week after listening to this to get started without feeling totally overwhelmed?
Great question. Because the key isn't doing everything at once. That's just burnout waiting to happen.
Right. Start small.
Exactly. Consistent action, starting small, building momentum. Here are four things straight from this playbook you can do right now, guaranteed to give you a lift starting this week.
Okay. The quick win list. Lay it on me.
One, post 3 times weekly on social media. Don't overthink it. Yeah. Be specific.
Quiz reminder, match promo, Sunday roast special.
Yeah.
Evergreen pillars.
Just three. Manageable.
Two. Reply to every single comment.
Yeah.
With banter, personality. Engagement is two-way. Builds community. Makes people feel seen. Turns comments into conversations.
Show you're listening.
Three. Run one cheap ad per week. Budget just £30. Target a specific event quiz, music game. Use those Facebook events ads for prime placement. Small spend, significant potential return.
Focused investment.
And four. Start building that WhatsApp group of regulars. direct personal line. Invite with QR codes, make it feel exclusive, share specials, previews, low-cost, high-impact loyalty builder.
Okay, post 3 times, reply to comments, run 1 30-pound ad, start a WhatsApp group.
Do those 4 things consistently, week in, week out, and you are truly guaranteed to see a tangible lift in footfall. It's about starting small, consistent effort, building that crucial momentum.
That feels achievable.
If we connect this all back to the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Marketing in 2025, it isn't about those flashy generic discounts anymore. Everyone's doing them. Nobody notices.
It's moved on.
It's fundamentally about being the loudest, the funniest, the most consistent, the most authentic pub online and in your community. It's about building those compelling stories, creating those unforgettable moments we've talked about. That's what genuinely attracts and retains customers now.
Being memorable. Being you.
Exactly. So consider this provocative thought to take away. Your pub already has a unique story, a distinct personality, a place in your community. The real question is, are you actively sharing it in a way that resonates, that captivates, that calls people off their sofas and through your doors?
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
Are you letting the silence speak louder than your amazing pub?
Oof. That's a fantastic thought to leave you with, because
yeah.
It really does come down to action, doesn't it? You've got the passion, you've got the pub.
You're halfway there.
And now, after this deep dive, you are fully equipped with the tools, the insights, the confidence to tell that story, amplify your personality, bring more people through your doors, make your pub the irresistible choice.
Go for it.
So stop staring at those blank social media posts, wondering what on earth to say, feeling that dread. Imagine typing in just quiz night tonight or Sunday roast and instantly getting ready to use posts, engaging memes, eye-catching images, proven to pack your pub all in your pub's unique tone.
Make life easier.
You can try it absolutely free right now. Head over to smartpubtools.net. That's smartpubtools.net. Go give it a go and start telling your pub's amazing story loudly and proudly.